From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the photos of Osama bin Laden's body are not going to be released. The decision comes after a debate within the administration over whether those photos would be necessary to prove to people that bin Laden is actually dead. NPR's Giles Snyder joins us now. Giles, what's the president's concern about these photos?
Craig, Mr. Obama says he does not want them to be used as a propaganda tool, nor does he want to be seen as gloating. And he says the photos are not needed as further proof that bin Laden is dead.
We've done DNA sampling and testing, and so there is no doubt that we killed Osama bin Laden.
President Obama there speaking to CBS's 60 Minutes.
Giles, the president's traveling to New York City this morning, a trip aimed at bringing some closure now that bin Laden is dead. What will he be doing there?
Well, he'll be laying a wreath at Ground Zero and talking with family members of victims of the World Trade Center attack. James Rich has lost his son Jimmy there. He says the president's visit is a great gesture.
We said after 9/11, never forget. And after 9/11, everybody's waving American flags. We had that spirit going. Seem to have died down with the economy and with all the bad news and the wars going on. I think we've lost that bit, and I think this week it picked it up.
Security will be tight for the president's visit. Scores of officers in uniform and plain clothes are expected to be on the streets.
That's NPR's Giles Snyder in Washington. Sandbags are being stacked in many communities along the Mississippi River from Illinois to Louisiana as waters keep rising to what are expected to be near record flood stages in many areas. In Kentucky, prison inmates are being used to fill thousands of sandbags. And in Tiptonville, Tennessee, farmer John Lindemood says work is underway on a temporary levee to hold back floodwaters there.
Trying to keep it from coming not only into Tiptonville, but breaking across and going to the low areas.
Thousands of people in areas along the river have already been evacuated from their homes. The space shuttle Endeavour may face yet another delay in beginning its final flight. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports NASA technicians have found a blown circuit in a switchbox.
Blastoff was set for Tuesday at the earliest, but NASA says the repair work's taking longer than expected. Endeavour had originally been set to launch last Friday, but during the final countdown, a fuel line heater did not turn on, a problem linked to the switch box. Endeavour is the next to last shuttle flight and will be commanded by Mark Kelly. He's the husband of Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in January. Giffords had left her rehabilitation clinic to be in Florida last week. She's expected to return when the launch is rescheduled. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the administration is working to free up some of the $30 billion in frozen assets of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and use that money to support opponents of his regime and to help the Libyan people. Clinton is at an international meeting on Libya in Rome today. This is NPR News. The House has passed a measure that would broaden a ban on federal funding of abortions and deny tax breaks for medical insurance plans that include abortion services. House Speaker John Boehner.
Enacting this legislation would provide the American people with the assurance that their hard-earned tax dollars will not be used to fund abortions.
The measure now goes to the Senate for action. Scientists have completed work on an experiment to test key predictions that Albert Einstein made about gravity. And NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports it turns out that Einstein was right.
NASA launched Gravity Probe B in 2004 to orbit Earth and test Einstein's ideas about how our planet warps space and time. Francis Everett of Stanford University says, pretend the Earth is immersed in honey. As the planet rotates, it drags the honey, making it swirl. That's what the Earth is doing to space-time, according to Einstein.
So we completed this landmark experiment testing Einstein's universe, and Einstein survives.
Gravity Probe B had unexpected technical troubles, so the team spent years analyzing the data. The final results are being published in the journal Physical Review Letters. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Hollywood great Jackie Cooper has died at the age of 88 in California. Cooper gained fame as a child star and was the youngest actor ever to be nominated for an Oscar. He later played Daily Planet editor Perry White in four Superman films. Here he's heard berating reporter Jimmy Olsen.
Olsen, why am I paying you $40 a week when I should have you arrested for loitering? Go get Mr. Kent a towel. Move, kid, move.
Right, Chief.
And make mine black and no sugar.
Right, Chief.
And don't call me sugar.
Cooper also directed scores of TV series episodes and films. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.